Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 24th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Bhagavan Ubhasa, Vithedam Dhonaputrasya, Brahmamastham Padarsitam, Nuibhāsa uveda sanhāram prāna bādha upasthite. So, Vaisudeva, this Srimad Bhāgavatam, Mahāmani Krite, it is not written by ordinary person. In the beginning it is said, Srimad Bhagavati Mahamuni Krite. Not only Muni, but Mahamuni. Kivannai Shastrai. Under the instruction of his spiritual master, Vyasadeva revealed the scripture by spiritual experience. Bhakti yogi pranihite amale. Bhakti yoga, he could realize. Narada Muni asked him to write simply on the activity of the Supreme Personality of God. He has written so many books, all the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, but he was not feeling satisfied. Even after writing the Vedanta Sutra, so at that time, Narada Muni happened to come to him and he chastised him that you have written so many books, but they are not very useful. Because people are generally attracted to dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. They are attracted. Those who are civilized men, they are attracted with some sort of religion, system. It doesn't matter whether it is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, they have some sort of religious practice. That is the beginning of human civilization. When there is no religious practice, that is not civilized man. Just like in the jungle, aborigines, or the animals, they have no religious system. In the human society, there is some religious system. Therefore, when the human society becomes without any religious understanding, the dharmena hina pasubhi samana, immediately, they're animals. They're not human. In civilized world, now at the present moment, especially the famous movement, communist movement, they are after completely driving out religious system. This is the misfortune of this age. So they are not in fault in one thing, because the guardians of the religious system, they are foreign. Just like immediately our Subhavilas Prabhu was asking me that we have seen so many temples, why they are so neglected? Is it not your question? And why they should not neglect it? Mostly the temples, they have become the means of livelihood. That is the defect. Temple is not meant for means of livelihood. Then it will deteriorate. How long you can falsely worship deity and make show of arati? You cannot go on very long time. That is not possible. You will be disgusted. Unless there is feeling, bhava, that here is Krishna. Krishna has very kindly come here to receive, to take, accept my humble service. He is so great that he cannot be approached by a person like me. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. Suppose for the impersonalist, Virata Rupa, the sky is the head of the personality of Godhead. They think like that. And the big mountains are the bones, and big oceans are the holes of the body, and the trees, they are. In one sense, it is all right. But if you take the Virata Rupa, how you can capture it? It is impossible. He has Virata Rupa. He has shown Virata Rupa to Krishna. But you cannot capture that Virata Rupa. You are teeny. Therefore, he is so kind that he has appeared before you in this temple so that you can touch him actually. You can serve him. You can dress him. You can offer him eatables. It is. Therefore, if we think like that, not think, it is a fact, because God is not only very big, Mahato Mahiyan Anoraniyan. He can become smaller than the smallest. That is God. Brahma does not mean simply big, so that you cannot capture. That is omnipotency. Whatever he likes, he can become. He can put all the universes within his mouth. When Jasodamai challenge that, Krishna, you are eating earth, your friends are complaining. No, Mother, I did not. They are telling false. Now your elder brother, Balaram also is saying. Now he has, this morning, he is angry with me, therefore he has joined me. I want to see your face. So, he opened the mouth, and the mother saw then millions of Jasoda and millions of universes are within him. Then she thought, maybe something. All right, don't do it. Finish it. Now Krishna is millions of universes within the mouth. He is being punished by Jasodama. This is it. Anoraniyam mahato mahila. This is it. So when Krishna comes, you cannot see Krishna. You cannot capture Krishna. Mahato Mahiyas. When he comes before you, Achyamurti, Achyavigraha, this is Achyavigraha, Diti. Achy is Vishnu Shiradhi. Krishna has appeared. It's like the same thing, Krishna, Dasaramai wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son, for which hundreds of years he undergone austerities. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before him, for her, for both the husband and wife, what do you want? Now we want a son like you. So Krishna said, there is no second one beyond me, so I shall become God. So he became son. So he must play it perfectly. That Dasarama may not understand that here is the Supreme Personality. Then the feelings of mother and son will disappear. Krishna is playing exactly like a little child. So that is Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna's mercy. Similarly, to us, we are not so elevated like Narada Maharaj or Yashoda Maharaj. We are just beginners. So, we do not know what is Krishna. We cannot see Krishna, either is Virat Murti or Vishnumurti. So what we can see? We can see stone, wood, or material things. So, when Krishna appears to be seen by you, and he appears like a stone statue, he is not stone statue. Don't think. Therefore, we must learn how to see Krishna. So we should not think that here is a stone statue. As soon as we think of stone statue, then our this feeling, bhava, will be lost. So at least we Indians were trained up like that. Not only trained up, we are born devotees. Anyone who has taken birth in India, there is special facility. In their previous birth, they had performed many austerities, much austerities. Even the demigods, they desire also to take birth in India to get this opportunity. So India don't think, India means this planet, Bharatvarsha. There is good opportunity. So we should not think. If we think that here is a stone statue, then it will not prolong many days. It is not Golagraha. No more Vigraha, but Golagraha. Suppose I have established this temple. Now under my direction, my disciples are worshipping Vigraha. Vigraha means the form of the Lord, Rupa. But if there is no following of the regulative principles, then after my death it will be Golagraha, a burden. That our rascal Guru Maharaj established this temple and we have to worship, early rise in the morning or botheration. This is it. That is called Golagraha, a burden. He has left with us a burden. This is the risk. Then this such a big temple will be mismanaged and we'll find that this is breaking and this is unclean. There is no attention. This is. That is called Golagraha. The rascal has given as a bird. Oh, it is very difficult. If we have lost that feeling that here is Krishna, here is a chance to serve him. Saksadharitena samastu sarva. Not that. Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nityananda Singha Tan Mandira Madhinado. As soon as, therefore we are very much vigilant. Why you do not this? Why you do not this? Why? As soon as the feeling of devotional service will be lost, this temple will be a burden. This is it. It will be such a big temple to manage, it will be a great burden. So they are feeling burden. Therefore they don't mind if somewhere is broken sometimes. Let us, whatever money we have got, let us eat first of all. Really. purpose. Vigraha and Golagraha. You should understand. If we forget that here is Krishna personally present, we have to receive him. Very nicely. We have to give him nice food, nice dress. Then it is service. And as soon as the feeling comes that here is a stone idol, they say sometimes idol or sea, and we have been instructed to dress him, to give him all bhavadishan. That has come everywhere. I have seen in Nasik, in many, many big temples, there is no pujari, and the dogs are passing through. Not only they are working, in Western countries also, the churches are being closed. Big, big churches in London I have seen, very big, big churches, but they are closed. When there is meeting on Sunday, the caretaker, 2-3 men, and some old lady, they come. Nobody comes. And we have parted. We have parted several churches because it is now useless. It is useless. Now Los Angeles, we have purchased, and several others in Toronto, that recently we have purchased. Big, big churches. But they would not sell us. One church, the priest said that I shall set fire in this church, still I shall not give to Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Toronto churches was like that also. Melbourne, the condition was, cell condition was that you have to dismantle this church building. He said, oh, why? He said, if you leave this temple now, then we shall not give. They refused. You know that. So, they do not like that this Krishna consciousness movement will purchase our churches and install Radha Krishna deity. They do not like that. But it is not going on. So not only the churches in the Western countries, here also, as soon as you will lose the spirit of service, this temple will become a big godown, that's all. No more temple. So you have to maintain the service spirit. Therefore we are so much particular. Why fresh flower is not there? If you think, and here is a stone statue, what is the meaning of fresh flower or old flower? We have to give some flowers, that's all. But no feeling. That here is Krishna, we must give fresh flower. It's like I'm a living man, if you give me fresh flower, and if you bring some garbage, and if you give me, shall I be pleased? Do you think? So this feeling is losing even in the beginning. That we shall satisfy this statue with some rubbish, garbage flower. He is not going to protest. Yes, he will not protest. But your life will be finished. If the protest will come like that. As soon as you lost the feeling, bhava, buddha bhava samannita, who can worship Krishna? When there is bhava, sai bhava, this has been discussed in Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. What is bhava? But if you have no bhava, then you are on the material plan, kanishtha adhikari. Simply show. A show cannot go on many days. Show will be finished very soon. So if you do not keep the bhava, bhava means that is on the liberation side. Adu sraddha, tato sadhu sangha, तत् भजन क्रिया अथ अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्या फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू कम टू दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट सम ऑफ यू नॉट ऑल श्रद्धा हे कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट हरे कृष्ण मोमेंट इज वेरी गुड लेट अस सी हाउ इट इज लेट अस जॉइन द फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल श्रद्धा मेनी पीपल कम आउट ऑफ श्रद्धा श्रद्धा मीन्स लिटिल फेथ बट अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर गोस्वामी लिटरेचर दैट फेथ इज नॉट लिटिल फेथ दैट फेथ इज ऑल्सो वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग देन द बिगिनिंग इज देयर चैतन्य चरितामृत कार हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड अबाउट दिस फेथ ही डिस्क्राइब्ड फेथ मीन्स श्रद्धा इंग्लिश वर्ड फेथ and Sanskrit word is Saddha, respectful, Saddhadhana. So, this Saddha, Adho Saddha, the beginning is Saddha, faith. But this Saddha is defined by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Saddha Sabde Vishas Sudhira Nishchaya. कृष्णे भक्ति कहिले सर्वकर्म कृत दिस इज श्रद्धा अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर गौरी कृष्ण दिस इज श्रद्धा और इज द कृष्ण इज आस्किंग सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज इज आस्किंग डिमांड सो व्हेन वी हैव फेथ इन द वर्ड्स ऑफ कृष्ण यस कृष्ण से सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं यस आई शैल डू Then Saddha begins. Otherwise there is no Saddha. That is the beginning of Saddha. Adho Saddhya, Tato Sadhu Sangha. If you have got faith in these words of Krishna, that yes, whatever Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mamekam Sarva, accept it. Then Saddha begins. Otherwise there is no Saddha. Ordinary Saddha is they are going this temple or another Kali's temple or Durga's temple, they say that everyone is all right, Jatamat, Tatamat, whatever they like. That is not Saddha. That is whims. Saddha means when you firmly believe on the words of Krishna. The Krishna says, सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज देयरफॉर कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी सेड शुद्धा शब्दे विश्वास सुधीर निश्चय कृष्ण सेड दैट गिव अप एवरीथिंग आई शैल गिव यू यस इट इज फैक्ट व्हाई शैल आई बॉदर इट दैट इज शुद्धा विश्वास सुधीर निश्चय Sudhiraman is very firm faith, not flickering faith. When you have got this kind of Saddha, naturally, the next stage will be how to keep my Saddha, firm faith in Krishna. Then we have to mix with devotees, who are keeping constantly in Krishna's service. Therefore, this temple is required. That devotees will always be engaged in Krishna's service, and those who have got Saddha, they will come and see how the devotees are engaged, how they have sacrificed their life only for serving Krishna. That is Sadhu Sangha. Adho Saddhya Tato Sadhu Sangha. Therefore we have constructed this big house. Why? The people, the ignorant, the rascal, they will, if they have little faith, they may come, live here, take whatever prasad is available, and mix with this devotee. Adho Saddhya, Tato Sadhu Sangha. And if he mixes with the devotees, gradually his bad habit, bhajanakriya. Next stage is, the devotees are serving Krishna, they are also seven heads, they have got neck beads, and they are chanting, why not myself? This is called bhajanakriya. Then they approach, sir, why not initiate me? So we put some regulative principles if you accept. This is bhajana kriya. Then automatically, anartha nivittisya, all nonsense habits, which are not required, anartha, just like smoking, anartha, unnecessary. Does it mean that if one does not smoke, he will die? But you will see in the whole world, millions and trillions of dollars cigarette is selling. Anartha, unnecessary. So, in this way, we have to mold our life, and the Krishna consciousness movement is the best process. Therefore, those who are sinful, those who are atheists, they have become little afraid of this movement. Therefore, we have got so many enemies, and now in India especially, the papers are criticizing us in so many ways. In the other countries also, so we have to face this danger. It is not danger. We don't care for their criticism. But if we remain sincere in our actions, there will be no, obstacles. Ohituki apratihata. It is asserted that the Krishna consciousness movement apratihata. It cannot be checked. Provided, if you remain to the principle, what is that principle? So, vaipunjan paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokhaji. If you stick to the principle of bhakti yogam, then ahuituki apratihata. Nobody can check it. We'll make progress. Thank you very much.